Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bahunam Janmanam Ante.
Bahunam Janmanam Ante.
Jnanavan Mang Prapadyate.
Jnanavan Mang Prapadyate.
Vasudeva Sarvam Iti.
Vasudeva Sarvam Iti.
Samahatma Sudurlava.
Samahatma Sudurlava.
Janadapi Sunichena Tadari Vasahishkuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Naskeva 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 Gatiranyata. Whenever I speak, I always chant these two mantras because these are the two mantras I live by. Because unless I have humility, I'll not be able to chant what you speak of preaching. And then I have to know what is the goal of my preaching. Because the religion of this age is Harinam Sankirtan. So my preaching has to conclude and bring the person to that point where they understand that the Hare Krishna mantra, Sarvam Iti. Because the Maha Mantra is Krishna. Krishna is Vasudev. Therefore, A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. Very good. So, this verse is very nice to and easy to speak on. I have compiled the top 25 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Many Indian people request, please send me what are the most important. So this one is definitely in my top 25. Now I will try to show how this verse actually has the whole entire Bhagavad Gita in it. If you're ready to proceed, say, Gaura Hari Bol.
Si están listos para continuar, digan, Gaura
Hari Bol. So the first line, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, immediately infers the eternality of the soul. It also reminds us of the very first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. The beginning lesson of transcendental knowledge is the difference between the body and the soul. And this is the first thing you learn, that the soul is eternal and the body is temporary. And just like an automobile, when the car is no longer usable, you get a new car. Therefore, when this body is no longer usable, you get a new body. The problem is that this cycle of repeated birth and death has no end until you accept verse number 14 of this chapter. Who remembers what verse number 14, another one of the top 10 verses, what is the meaning of verse number 14? No, it's very important. It's one of the keys to understanding Bhagavad Gita. In other words, this cycle of birth and death is only going to stop when you surrender to Krishna. And Krishna does not give you any other option. There are other options in Bhagavad Gita, but they don't stop the cycle of repeated birth and death. Just like our friends, the Christians, they always want to speak, Jesus is the only way. So I can say same thing, Krishna's the only way. They say that this is what it said in the Bible, as if that's the only book. Then I say, my book says Krishna's the only way. We fight. It is clear in the Bhagavad Gita that the only way to get out of the cycle of birth and death is to surrender to Krishna. That's if you actually read Bhagavad Gita tal como es. If you read some other Gita, then you may come up with so many other things. This next point, I always emphasize when I'm speaking to a Hindu audience.
A la audiencia de la India.
That is to say, your coming to Krishna in this lifetime is not an accident. Your coming to the point of surrendering to Krishna has been a very long process. I'm sure some of you, by this time, especially if you've been a devotee a long time, can have some appreciation that this is not the first time you're coming in contact with Krishna. Do any of you have that inclination that, yes, I have been connected with Krishna before? Any of you have that? Even in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, nobody comes to devotional service unless they've had some previous connection. But the key that unlocks the door is the mercy of a pure devotee. Not on your own.
No, por nuestra propia cuenta. Incluso después.
Prahlad says that to his father, and Jadabharat said it to King Rahugana. And I heard directly from Prabhupada, don't think that you caused this to happen. Prabhupada said, I heard it directly, I was there. Prabhupada said, I created your good fortune.
Yo he creado.
And I know in my life, that's a fact. If I hadn't met Prabhupada, I would not be alive today. I don't know about anybody else, but me, I would be dead in a gutter. Prabhupada saved my life. This I know for a fact. And even as a devotee, so many times, Prabhupada saved my life. Time and time again, it's revealed to me that Prabhupada and the devotees saved me. So I should not miss this golden opportunity. I should not spoil it. Because in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Durga says to Haridas Thakur, when Haridas Thakur initiates Durga, she says that right now there is a flood of love of Godhead because of Lord Chaitanya. And Durga says, if one does not drown in that flood, then they will not be delivered for millions of days of Brahma. That's a long time. So we should take this opportunity very, very seriously. Because it's a gift that you have been given. This verse, if you actually come to this point, this is the greatest blessing you can get in your life. I preach to hundreds and hundreds of Hindu people all over the world, and they have a hard time coming to the point of this verse. Several of my congregation have told me on their own, Prabhu, I grew up in India about Krishna, I knew everything, but I had to come to America to find Krishna because they didn't get the proper understanding. That's why Prabhupada's purports are so important. And that's another thing I do with the Indian people. Because they can speak and read Hindi, they think they can read Bhagavad Gita just as it is. They don't read the purport.
No.
And they're so confused. Spiritually, loka en la cabeza.
Espiritualmente lo.
But once they read something of Prabhupada's purport, it hits them like this. Boom! Because it completely destroys everything that they already know. There is a very nice verse by a disciple of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhudananda Saraswati. He teaches us how to preach. He says like this, my dear sir,
mi querido,
you are very learned, very handsome, very aristocratic, very intelligent.
Le pido una cosa.
I flatter you 100 times. I just beg one thing. Forget everything you ever learned and just hear from Lord Chaitanya. When I started preaching to exclusively Indians in 1994, I quickly realized I had to speak to them in a certain way because they knew so much more than me. But I soon realized there were a few things they didn't know. They did not know who is Lord Chaitanya. And they did not know that the Mahamantra is the panacea. So I emphasized Lord Chaitanya and I hammered Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. And of course, I always hammer Krishna is God.
Krishna is Deus.
And I sometimes say in a joke, my God can beat up your God. So, you should feel very fortunate if you can appreciate today's verse and you have surrendered to Krishna and you understand, yes, He is the cause of all causes. In this verse, it also is implying what is real knowledge. Real knowledge is not that I have so many degrees from the university. That's all material. Real knowledge means to know three things. What is God? What is myself? And what is my relationship with God? That's knowledge.
Eso es conocimiento.
Inferior.
Así que Dios.
Lord Chaitanya says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Vedas are teaching three things only. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana.
Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana.
Sambandha means, what is your relationship with Krishna? Once you understand that you're Krishna's eternal servant, the next question is, now what do I do? It's not enough just to know, oh, I'm God's eternal servant.
Ah, soy el servidor eterno de Dios.
I have to put my money where my mouth is. So now I have to act in that understanding. As we say in New York,
Nueva York.
Walk the walk, talk the talk. Forget about it. So, Abhideya means practical activities of devotional life. Prabhupada even mentioned it in the purport. When one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in spiritual life, and these activities constitute devotional service. This is another big point many Hindu people do not understand. They think spiritual life means no action, no activity. And when you try to... So I have to go through a big explanation of how working for Krishna, acting for Krishna, is transcendental activities. It's explained in chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Bhagavad Gita. So we should know Bhagavad Gita very, very thoroughly. If you notice Prabhupada's purports, he's always quoting Bhagavad Gita. If you want to be a very effective preacher, learn Bhagavad Gita. Once you learn Bhagavad Gita, you can preach anywhere in the world. And you will feel very strong. You will be able to defeat anyone just on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. So I urge you, study Bhagavad Gita, learn it thoroughly, and then preach. Preaching is the essence. And one who has life, he can preach, or she. And once you get a taste for preaching, you become intoxicated. And Prabhupada wants all of you to preach. We are an army of preachers.
Un ejército de...
You preach first of all to yourself, to your mind.
A tu mente. Dile a tu mente, calla.
Now we're going to chant. And then we chant. Everybody.
Ahora todos cantemos.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Este verso dice que cuando tenemos conocimiento, sabremos que Krishna es la causa de todas las causas. Esta es la definición.
The concept of God is inferior to the concept of absolute truth. Absolute truth means right here. The original cause of all other causes. We also learned in this chapter, in verse number 7.
En el verso número 1.
Yes. Matta parataram nanyat.
Kinchidas.
Kinchidas dinananjani.
Otra definición de la verdad absoluta está en el verso 7. No hay verdad superior a mí. Ese es otro verso muy fuerte.
Nothing is superior or equal to Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in first canto.
Prabhupada escribe en el primer canto.
Asamardva. Nothing is equal. Nothing is greater than Krishna. Absolute truth. Now, the last part of this verse. If you have this conviction, you are very, very rare. He also said that in this chapter. Who knows where Krishna said that in this chapter besides at Hoksaja and you? I want to see who's read Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna dice esto en este capítulo. ¿En dónde lo dice? ¿En qué parte, qué verso de este capítulo se dice?
I'll give you a hint. Sahasres you kashchit yatiti siddhaye. So in that verse, Krishna says,
Krishna dice,
out of many, many people, you might find someone interested in self-realization, understanding the difference between body and soul. Now, out of those who actually achieve that realization, Krishna says, hardly one knows me factually. That's why here he's saying, such a great soul is very rare. Later on, at the end of chapter 15, Krishna will say that if you know him to be God without doubting, then you know everything. I didn't go to college. I became hippie.
Pero como les digo, Prabhupada me salvó. A pesar de que no fui a la universidad, puedo decirles sin lugar a dudas que Krishna es Dios. Y yo puedo lanzarle el reto a cualquier persona de cualquier religión. No vas a poder competir con lo que presenta Srila Prabhupada en sus libros.
Challenge Pope. I challenge everyone. Bring it. Krishna and Prasad will come out victorious.
He said, you've mentioned how Prabhupada saved you on so many occasions. Would you be able to share some of those experiences with us?
Could you please?
Yes. So, I was a devotee for maybe 5-6 years.
Así que yo era un devoto por unos 5 o 6 años.
And one day I woke up and I realized I was in the depths of Maya. That's what happens. One day you wake up and you realize, I am in Maya. And I was so much in Maya, I didn't know how to get out. I just started chanting.
Simplemente empecé a cantar.
And within a short period of time, I was back with the devotees.
Y durante un corto periodo de tiempo, estaba ya de regreso con los devotos.
And this has happened many times.
Y esto ha ocurrido muchas veces.
I find myself deep in Maya. But if you chant sincerely, Krishna, Prabhupada, and the devotees will save you. One of my favorite stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Una de mis historias favoritas del Chaitanya Charitamrita. La historia de Amoga. Amoga blasfemó contra el Señor Chaitanya.
He blasphemed Lord Chaitanya, and as a result, he was struck with a deadly disease. And his father-in-law and mother-in-law said, good, let him die, because he had offended their Lord Chaitanya.
Ya que había ofendido a su señor Chaitanya.
When Lord Chaitanya was informed, he ran to Amoga. The very person who blasphemed him, Lord Chaitanya is most merciful. He turns the other cheek. He is perfect Christian. He went to Amoga's deathbed. Amoga, why are you acting like this? You are the son of a Brahmin. Why are you allowing two witches to live in your heart? Jealousy and envy. They are witches. A witch is not a place where you want to lay your head. Anybody want to put their head in the lap of Putana?
En el regazo de Putana.
Would you put your bambino to Putana?
Pondrías a tu bebé en el regazo de Putana?
So, Lord Chaitanya told Amoga, your heart should be clean. Therefore, get up and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Now here's the most important thing. Lord Chaitanya said, if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna will unfailingly give you his mercy. So whenever I have any doubt in my mind, I read that passage again. Unfailingly.
Sin lugar a dudas, sin fallar.
That's why every time I preach, before I talk, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. I have full faith in that mantra. I will tell you my first story as a devotee. 1973, New York, Bhaktanik. They sent me out with a Brahmin devotee on the subways to pass out books and collect donations. After some time, we were at one station, and I felt something very sharp in my back.
Y sentí algo muy puntiagudo en mi espalda.
It was either a gun or a knife.
Era un cuchillo o una pistola.
And the young man said, give me your money.
El joven me dijo, dame tu dinero.
So I was afraid. So I turned to my gun. The gun wasn't in his back, it was in my back. So I asked my godbrother, what do I do now?
Entonces, como yo tenía en la espalda el cuchillo y no mi hermano espiritual, le pregunté, ¿qué hago ahora?
I just joined the temple.
Acabo de venir al movimiento.
I came for prasad.
Vine para comer prasada.
I didn't come to get a gun in my back.
No vine para que me pusieran una pistola en la
espalda. So this devotee said, chant Hare Krishna.
Canta Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he ran away. And then I said to my godbrother, this mantra really works. But I said it as loud and better than a Jamil. So from that day,
a partir de ese día,
I always chant Maha Mantra no matter what.
Siempre canto Maha Mantra, no importa lo que suceda.
It's come through every time.
Siempre sucede, siempre.
Okay. So, although Krishna's in control, you still have minute free will.
See.
All right. So, how is Krishna in control? First of all, the material body, the material energy, he has set up the whole matrix. So he's in control on that level. Also, on another level, at any moment, he can change everything, intercede, and do anything he wants. That's for devotees. For non-devotees, they just ride on the subway.
Aventón por el subterráneo.
They're on the subway, and it's just, you know, they get what they get because they made that decision. But when you become a devotee, now everything changes.
Pero cuando te vuelves, siempre recuérdalo.
Krishna is all, you have access to Krishna. Krishna is independent. He can say yes or no, but you have access.
Krishna.
Now, although you're a passenger in the car,
pero en el automóvil,
you get to make choice. What is that choice? Do I want to surrender to Krishna or do I want to surrender to Maya? When you surrender to Maya, then you're back on the subway and everything is predictable. When you surrender to Krishna, you're on the fast track.
Y cuando te entregas a Krishna, vas por el carril rápido.
And the more you take shelter of Krishna, things are going to get better and better and better. So keep in mind, you have minute, tiny free will. And just as I was giving the example of myself in many cases, that I was deep in Maya, because I surrendered to Krishna, Krishna delivered me. So always remember that. You have, like, you know those people who parachute? There's a button they push.
Aprietan un botón.
And once they push that button, it comes out and they're saved.
Y en cuanto presionan el botón, El paracaídas sale y están a salvo.
When we're in Maya, we're just falling down from the airplane, falling.
Cuando estamos en Maya es como caer del avión.
And because they don't surrender to Krishna, they don't press the button.
Y los que no se entregan a Krishna nunca presionan el botón.
They crash.
Y se estrellan.
But you have that button.
Pero tú puedes presionar ese botón.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Okay? Make sense? All right.
You always have to go through tests and never end up.
No. Now, I get this question a lot. The reason we are tested is twofold.
Yo recibo esta pregunta muchas veces. La razón por la cual se nos hacen pruebas es de dos categorías.
I was mentioning this morning.
Lo mencioné esta mañana.
Krishna wants to see how serious and sincere you are.
Krishna quiere saber si de verdad somos serios y sinceros.
Otherwise, talk is cheap.
De otra manera, hablar es barato.
Also, for yourself.
También para ti.
You want to see how you can demonstrate your love for Krishna.
También tú mismo debes de ver cómo vas a demostrar tu amor a Krishna.
I'll give you a mundane example.
Un ejemplo mundano.
I've been married now 31 years.
He estado casado desde 31 años.
But unless there were tests,
pero menos de que hubiera pruebas,
unless there were intense situations,
menos que hubiera situaciones intensas,
I would not understand how much my wife loves me and how much I love her.
Nunca hubiera entendido lo mucho que mi esposa me ama y lo mucho que yo la amo a ella.
One of the times I was in Maya,
en una ocasión en que estaba en Maya,
she saved me.
Ella me salvó.
She pulled me out of Maya.
Me jaló de fuera de Maya.
Therefore, at that time, I told her, I owe you my life.
En ese momento yo le dije a ella, te debo mi vida.
She pulled me out of Maya.
Me sacó de Maya.
So, because of all the things that we have been through together, I know how much she loves me, and she knows how much I love her.
Así de todas las cosas que hemos vivido, yo sé lo mucho que me ama y yo sé lo mucho que la amo.
And because of that,
y debido a eso,
she works a karmic job.
Ella trabaja un empleo karmic.
And I get to travel all over the world preaching and taking prasad.
Y yo puedo viajar por todo el mundo predicando y tomando prasada.
And she's happy.
Y está feliz.
But I had to earn that.
Pero me lo tuve que ganar.
I could not demand it.
No se lo pude exigir.
I had to earn that.
Tuve que ganármelo.
And one day she said to me, I just want you to preach. I'll work, I'll maintain you. You just preach.
Y entonces ella me aseguró, yo quiero que tú simplemente te dediques a predicar. Yo te mantengo y mientras tanto tú predica.
I have a very unique situation.
Estoy en una situación muy privilegiada.
Many of my God brothers are very jealous.
Muchos de mis hermanos espirituales están celosos.
Because my wife said, I don't want you to work. Praise the Lord!
Mi esposa me dijo, yo no quiero que trabajes.
So, if Krishna was cheap, then you would say, ah. In other words, if it was easy, then love of Krishna wouldn't mean anything. You understand? When we are tested, that's when we realize how special it is.
Así que si Krishna fuera fácil de conseguir, entonces no lo tomaríamos en serio. Pero cuando somos puestos a prueba, entonces se nota qué tan determinados estamos.
Sometimes the Indian people question me why the Pandavas and Prahlad and devotees suffered.
Muchas veces los de la India me preguntan por qué los Pandavas y Prahlad y los devotos sufren.
They think that because they're pure devotees, they should be like this, enjoying.
piensan que por ser devotos puros deberán estar así a gusto disfrutando.
So many Indians, they think, why I should become a devotee?
Muchos hindús piensan, entonces, ¿para qué me hago devoto?
Look what happened to the Pandavas, Draupadi. They had to suffer. I'm not going to become a devotee.
Mira los Pandavas, a Draupadi, todo lo que sufrieron. Yo no me voy a hacer devoto.
They actually, some of them actually think like that.
Muchos así piensan.
It's not a joke.
No es broma, es en serio.
So Prabhupada explains this.
Prabhupada explica.
That Krishna is teaching us through the examples of these great devotees.
Krishna nos está enseñando a todos con el ejemplo de estos grandes devotos.
That even though they were great exalted devotees, even they were heavily tested.
Que a pesar de que ellos eran grandes devotos, fueron muy fuertemente puestos a prueba.
And when they came out victorious,
y cuando encontraron la victoria,
it shows me and you.
Eso lo de, eso, what is that?
Se muestra.
It shows us.
Eso nos da, nos demuestra a nosotros
that you can do it.
Que ustedes también lo pueden hacer.
It gives you an example.
Nos da un ejemplo a seguir.
Otherwise, if Krishna made it easy for the great devotees, we would have no example.
De otra manera, si Krishna se las pusiera fácil a los grandes devotos, no tendríamos un ejemplo a seguir.
Two heart attacks on the boat.
Dos ataques al corazón en el de la ducha.
1 year, nothing.
Primer año, nada.
1 year before he even had any disciple or temple.
Un año antes de tener por lo menos un discípulo o un templo.
And he's a pure devotee.
Y es un devoto puro.
So when you have to do some service and it's not easy, hey, everybody gets tested.
Así que si alguna vez piensas que tienes un trabajo difícil que hacer, no te preocupes, todos están siendo puestos a prueba.
But as you pass each test, you become confident in your relationship with Krishna.
Y conforme vamos superando las pruebas, nos volvemos más en confianza con nuestra relación con Krishna.
And that gives you realization.
Y eso nos da realización.
And with that realization, now you can have an effect on others.
Y ya una vez teniendo realización, podemos influenciar a otras personas.
Prabhupada made so many devotees because Prabhupada had much, much realization.
Prabhupada hizo tantos devotos porque tenía profundas realizaciones.
He just wasn't teaching.
Él no estaba simplemente enseñando.
He was walking the walk, talking the talk.
Él hablaba y caminaba con congruencia.
Why do you think us hippies and Americans surrendered to Prabhupada?
¿Por qué creen que nosotros los hippies de Estados Unidos nos entregamos a Prabhupada?
Because we could see, hey, this is the real thing.
Porque vimos, esto es de verdad, esto es lo verdadero.
We could see, this is not some pretend. This is not a show. This is the real thing.
Este no es un engañador, no está, no, esto es lo verdadero.
Yeah, because Americans are like that. They want eight.
Porque los norteamericanos no quieren nada barato. Quieren
except the stupid ones. They pay $35.
Solo los tontos se conforman con menos.
All right, what else? Of course.
Claro.
How I could live with someone who's not a devotee.
¿Cómo podría vivir con alguien que no es un devoto?
Right. No, she's Prabhupada's disciple. She actually joined the movement before me.
Discípulo de Prabhupada, ella
she's my senior godbrother, sister. She joined the movement 1 year ahead of me. And how we met, that's a whole other story. That one I'm not telling. That one I'm not telling. Yes, she's Prabhupada's disciple. And one good thing about my wife.
Algo bueno de mi esposa.
She has never missed her 16 rounds.
Ella nunca ha fallado de cantar sus 16 rounds.
Even when she gave birth to our daughter, she still did her 16 rounds.
Incluso cuando dio nacimiento, dio luz a nuestra hija, también cantó sus 16 rounds.
If she falls behind, and I'll try to talk to her, she'll look like, don't talk to me now, I got to finish my rounds.
Si tengo que hablar con ella, me dice, no, no, ahorita no, tengo que cantar mis rondas.
Sometimes, I'm out preaching, and I call her, she goes, hey, I got a chant, so I'll talk to you later.
A veces estoy predicando y le hablo por teléfono,
so
y dice, no, después, ahorita tengo que cantar.
Very good like that.
Ella es muy, muy estricta.
Okay.
For karmic support, the devotee.
Good.
Translation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pregunta que cómo podemos transformar nuestros sentimientos de envidia y de celos para hacerlos positivos hacia los devotos.
So, one thing is, everything starts with good japa. You should make chanting japa your number one priority in your life. If you chant good japa every day, all your problems go down, down, down. What is good japa? You hear.
It's good.
Just try to hear. There's no other gimmick, no other trick. You may hear people say this, this, this. Just try to hear. That's it. It's simple. So as you get better and better chanting, you will notice a change in your consciousness. Now, the next thing you can do is develop a service attitude. The service attitude is the sign that somebody is actually chanting. If someone is not developing the service attitude, that means he or she is not really chanting. Our most important service is to our spiritual master.
Nuestro servicio más importante es para nuestro maestro espiritual.
After that, the devotees.
Después, a los devotos.
Okay? So try to develop a service. Who's your spiritual master? All right. So for now, you serve Prabhupada.
Por ahora,
okay?
Srila Prabhupada.
By serving Prabhupada, automatically, you're going to be serving the deities. You're going to be serving the devotees.
Sirviendo Prabhupada, automáticamente servimos a las deidades, a los devotos.
This is Prabhupada's family.
Esta es la familia de Prabhupada.
Welcome to the family.
Bienvenido a la familia.
All right? Now, the more that you can serve other devotees, that will enhance and quickly advance you. Prabhupada once said, don't think that the pujari is better than the devotee who is sweeping the floor.
No pienses que el pujari es mejor que el devoto que barre el piso.
Igualmente. You understand? So I'm sitting here. That doesn't mean I'm better than you sitting there.
Yo estoy sentado aquí, no significa que soy mejor que tú.
If I think like this, then I become pompo. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
You gotta understand.
Yeah, yeah.
These are porcelain. So obviously it's not gonna come out perfect. These are all porcelain. For 2 years I had no teeth. But I still was preaching. And sometimes people would come up and say, you don't have any teeth. I said, yes. Did you understand everything? They said, we heard you clearly. I said, that was Krishna teaching me. You don't worry. I preserve what you have and carry what you lack.
Ay, Krishna me enseñó que no te preocupes, yo protejo lo que tienes y te llevo lo que te necesitas.
My wife used to always make fun of me.
Mi esposa solía burlarse de mí.
Because I would never go to the dentist.
Porque nunca iba con el dentista.
So she would make fun.
Así que se burlaba.
She would make fun like this.
Me decía,
you don't go to the dentist.
Si no vas con el dentista,
you're going to sound like this.
Vas a sonar así.
So she would always make, and the day came when all the teeth were taken out and she was laughing. And then I realized she's a mystic yogini. So if you're married, listen to your wife. She knows better. All right. Anything else?
Algo más?
Yes.
What is the method? How is it possible that your words and Prabhupada's words and the great souls enter into her heart so that she can realize it and remember that at all times?
How does that happen? That happens because our process is completely transcendental, not material.
Esto sucede ya que nuestro proceso es completamente transcendental, no material.
Therefore, it's inconceivable.
Por lo tanto, es inconcebible.
But if anything I say,
pero si yo cualquier cosa que diga,
helps you,
te ayuda,
that's Krishna's blessing.
Es la bendición de Krishna.
There's a very nice poem that I read every year. I give a lecture on Prabhupada's poem when he arrived in America.
Hay un poema muy hermoso del cual yo doy una conferencia una vez al año de cuando Prabhupada llegó a Estados Unidos.
That poem is the secret of becoming a preacher, in my opinion.
Ese poema es el secreto para convertirse en un predicador.
Prabhupada is throwing himself at the mercy of Krishna.
Prabhupada está aventando la misericordia de Krishna.
Saying, I don't have any knowledge.
Diciendo, no tengo ningún conocimiento.
I have no devotion.
No tengo ninguna devoción.
But you make my words pure so that it will touch their hearts.
Pero tú, por favor, haz mis palabras puras para que toquen su corazón.
Same thing with kirtan.
Lo mismo con el kirtan.
Kirtan is not that somebody is paka paka and kirtan is here.
El kirtan está en el corazón.
A really good kirtan, doesn't matter what the melody is, doesn't matter the beat, that the chanter is crying out to Krishna.
El verdadero kirtan no es una buena melodía o un buen ritmo, sino que el que canta está llorando a Krishna.
Our movement, our philosophy is actually very simple.
Nuestro movimiento y filosofía en realidad es muy sencillo.
We deal from the heart.
Trabajamos desde el corazón.
There is a devotee, you might know him, Vijay Das. He is the minister of book distribution.
Vijay Das, ministro de...
You know him? Has he ever come here?
Once.
Once he came?
Yes, once.
So, when he distributes almost exclusively Bhagavad Gita.
Él casi siempre distribuye exclusivamente Bhagavad Gita.
So I asked him, what is your technique?
Y le pregunté, ¿cuál es tu técnica?
He said to me that when he's distributing the book, he's praying to Krishna, please convince them to take it.
Cuando les distribuye el Bhagavad Gita, está rezando a Krishna, por favor.
That's simple.
Convéncelos de que se la lleven.
All we're doing is praying and begging, crying. That's all we're doing.
Lo único que estamos haciendo es llorar, implorar, pedir. Es todo lo que hacemos.
I spend every day hours studying.
Yo me la paso varias horas al día estudiando.
But when it comes time to do it,
pero a la hora de hacerlo,
Krishna takes over.
Krishna está en control.
So let Krishna work through you.
Permite que Krishna trabaje a través de ti.
I know so many devotees who have gone on book distribution. They don't know how it happened, but they surrendered and Krishna worked through them.
Conozco muchos devotos que salieron a distribuir libros y no saben ni cómo sucedió, pero se entregaron y Krishna los utilizó como instrumento.
That's how this movement started, and that's how this movement continues.
Así fue como empezó este movimiento y así es como este movimiento continuará.
This movement will never die.
Este movimiento nunca morirá.
Provided there's at least one person.
Mientras que haya por lo menos una persona.
Who is trying to give Krishna to somebody else.
Mientras exista una persona que esté tratando de darle Krishna a alguien más.
Then our movement will never die.
Así nuestro movimiento nunca morirá.
So, surrender to Krishna. All right, I'm tired.
Ya me cansé.
All right. Completa. All right? Yeah. So, mañana.
Yeah.
See?